Blackstone Audio presents Miral by Rula Jibril, translated by John Cullen. For Julian, and to all the Israelis and Palestinians who still believe peace is possible. Miral, Part 1, Hin. 1. At dawn on September 13, 1994, a chill ran through the Arab quarter of East Jerusalem as word of Hind Hosseini's death spread from house to house, even before Radio Jerusalem broadcast the news. That morning, the rattling sounds that usually accompanied preparations in the souk moved from the narrow lanes and alleyways of the old city to the edge of Saladin Street, along which the funeral procession would pass. Many shopkeepers kept their rolling shutters down and stood with folded arms in front of their places of business. The haggling and bargaining over goods had stopped as soon as word spread that the coffin was leaving Dar el Tifel orphanage, the place nestled at the foot of the Mount of Olives and facing the old city to which Hind had dedicated her life, and that, ever since its founding in 1948, had become a symbol of hope for Palestine's present and future. In the Arab quarter, Palestinian flags hung from the windows of the houses, and those residents who had not gone down into the street stood on balconies, throwing handfuls of salt, rice, or flowers onto the coffin as it passed by. Everyone came out to honor a woman who had lived with courage and humility. Men had tears in their eyes. A feeling of deep dismay settled over Jerusalem, a great sense of loss, as if one of its gates had suddenly been shut forever.